Irish NFL show. Firstly, thank you for listening to the show. We truly appreciate all our listeners. If you are enjoying the show, please consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing on whichever podcast platform you are listening on. It makes a huge difference. It helps others to find the show, and we would massively appreciate it. Also, reach out to us on social media. We love interacting with listeners and with fans from wherever you are in the world. And with that said, on with today's episode.
Welcome into the Irish NFL show. We are less than 100 days away from the new NFL season. And come week one in September, the Miami Dolphins will be visiting the LA Chargers. And one player who will have a very busy game is offensive guard, Zion Johnson from the LA Chargers. You're very welcome to the Irish NFL show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Zion, interesting offseason for yourself and for the Chargers. I'm just trying to think of what the experience is like for you this season, as a player within the league now, as opposed to last year when you joined, and helping the new players coming in, the rookies who have come into the Chargers, and how you can help them along from your experiences last year.
I mean, it's been great having a season under my belt. You know what to expect. You know how to prepare. You know what the season's going to be like. So going into this offseason, I've known exactly what I need to work on and the specifics I need to work on to get better. And then, of course, with the new rookies coming in, there is a level of, helping guide those guys. But also, it's an important time for me to help revamp my game and continue to get better every single day.
And if we can take you right back, I suppose, because look, obviously you have fantastic footballing ability, which you demonstrate regularly, but your mom was a wonderful basketball player. You played golf. You have a bachelor's degree. You have a master's. You had all sorts of options kind of available to you. When was it that you kind of decided like football was really what you wanted to commit to?
I mean, in high school, I loved the game, but I didn't really know that the NFL was an opportunity for me until my junior year of college when I transferred to Boston College. I had a pretty successful year. And after that year, some of my coaches came to me and said, hey, this might be a real thing for you if you continue to work and you continue to get better at your craft. So, once I learned that was a true opportunity, it's been a goal of mine, all of my way through college, and I'm glad to have achieved that. But now that I'm in the league, I want to continue to get better, continue to help my team, and help my team reach their goal as well.
And in terms of your time at BC, obviously, look, Ireland has a very special connection to Boston that goes deeper than even just the Departed. We welcomed BC to Dublin a few years before you went there. Was that even mentioned? Or are we living in a bubble over on this side of the Atlantic thinking that we had this special relationship and we were delighted to welcome here? Or were there still some players in and around the roster at that stage who told you about their trip over?
No, of course. We had tons of guys on the team that were there for that year that either played in that game or were freshmen the year that they traveled there. So, yeah, I've heard lots about it. One of my teammates, John Phillips, was a fifth year that year and a guy who really helped me get settled at BC and really did a lot to help in my development. He played in that game, and just hearing the stories from those guys, it sounded like an amazing experience that's going to be a moment that they think about for the rest of their lives. So,
Zion, can you just talk to specifically around in Boston College and how that kind of helped you to prepare for going into the pro league? The number of various different coaches that would have supported you along the way in Boston College in terms of allowing you to prepare what you are today?
Yeah, there were tons of people and coaches that helped me. I mean, John Phillips was one of them that I mentioned, but I had tons of teammates that helped me along the way, like one of which being Dwayne Scott. He's a guy who he's now an assistant coach for Penn State, but he was a guy that helped me compete. I always wanted to be better than him. And, our competitiveness really got the best out of each of us. And then I'd also say I had two coaches there. Well, three, really. It's hard to just say three. There's a lot. But, you know, I had two head coaches that really helped foster me, and Steve Adazio and Jeff Halfley. And then I had two position coaches who I had the pleasure of working with in two different spots, and Matt Applebaum and Phil Troutwine. Those are guys I still talk to today, and they really did a lot to help me. You know, I would meet with them late in the day after practice. I'd go to their office and just continue to hone my craft, learn the X's and O's, because I was a guy who had a late start. You know, I didn't start playing football till my junior year of high school. So just having those pieces in my life really helped me, you know, catch up with everyone else.
And in terms of on the field, going up against players such as Chase Young, players that have moved into the NFL themselves, like, how important was that for you to play against players that are now in the league, kind of gives you that opportunity to kind of match up against players that you would see further down the line?
It was very important. The good players I went against in college and in high school, it really gives you a glimpse of what to expect. And also, when you face adversity, when you go against guys who really challenge you, it helps you reach new heights and new levels. So I would say those moments were really important for my development and for me becoming the player I am today.
And you mentioned Jeff Halfley there a while ago, and one of the quotes that he said, you were like a superhero, one of the best O-line guys he'd seen in college. We have had the good fortune to welcome Jim Nagy onto this program a number of times. He talked about your week at the Senior Bowl. Todd McShay was talking you up. You were number 24 on PFF's big board. You know, we don't see a whole lot of college football as much, say, as they do in the States, right? But your name was everywhere, even 5,000 miles away over here. How did you keep yourself grounded kind of when your draft stock was rising like that?
I would say for me, it wasn't very hard, because I'd say most of my life and my career, I wasn't like a big name guy. In high school, I didn't have any scholarship offers. I had to pay to go to school. When I was at Boston College, we're a smaller program. There wasn't a lot of buzz about our program and our players. So, you know, when you're used to a certain thing, you know, you usually, that's something that becomes a part of who you are. So when I had that buzz around my name in the pre-draft, I mean, it kind of was like outside noise to me. At the end of the day, you know, I wanted to get drafted and go to a team where I can help them compete. And that was achieved. So everything else is just icing on top of the cake.
Things more real leadership.
Within the Senior Bowl, Zion, various different positions across the offensive line. Is there one particular position that is your preference to others? Or are you just confident? Are you that good that you're just confident in all those positions?
I mean, there's things I like about all of them. It's so hard for me to choose. I play guard like the most, so that's the one I'm the most comfortable at, specifically left guard. But, you know, that week when I played center, that was very interesting too. And, you know, I like the X's and O's. I like trying to learn that stuff. I would say I'm a very like cognitive person. I like to think through things and process. So that was really fun for me as well.
And I suppose kind of jumping on that, right? Because yeah, you are known for being a cognitive person. And one of the things that I find fascinating is the transition into the league, right? And some players take to it like a duck to water. You were named in PFF's All Rookie Team. But some players kind of struggle, and I'm interested in hearing about maybe your transition from the college game into the NFL. Like, was it very different? Was it the same? And why do some players who have all the talent in the world, like, is it just the landing spot that means that it doesn't work out for some guys, Ian?
I mean, I would say one of the main things is college is a lot different from the NFL, because every guy you're going against is that guy. You know, everyone has talent. What really sets people apart is their attention to detail and their experience. When you're going against guys who are, you know, Pro Bowlers and all pros, they've repped things out millions of times, and they're thinking at like a whole nother level. So I'd say, especially for first year guys in the NFL, you're going to face adversity at some point. I think what's really going to characterize your year and how well you do is how you handle that adversity and how quick you are to bounce back and continue to improve and continue to learn.
Zion, last year we had your GM, Tom Telesco, on the show, and we spoke to him about you just being drafted at the time and Rashawn Slater and all the various different players on the offensive line who have to protect Justin Herbert. And there's many a quarterback in the league that are very boisterous, you know, during game. Justin doesn't seem to be that type of quarterback. He's very calm no matter what the situation, whether you're winning, losing, whether it's a difficult play, he's been sacked. Like, what's he like to be around, and how conscious of you are the qualities in which he has as a quarter, one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's as cool as a cucumber, man. I mean, and that's really great to have as an O-lineman, to have a quarterback that's calm, because when things are going crazy, when bullets are flying, you know, you can look at your quarterback for that calmness and that, you know, that confidence that the next play is going to be the one that busts through. And then, of course, like the talent and the leadership that he has is something that's special and, you know, something that's unique to, you know, any quarterback that I've ever been with. I mean, he's definitely a special guy.
And I suppose, Zion, like, obviously last year ended in disappointment, but you did make the playoff from a very competitive division, and you're in, you know, a super competitive conference. For you, I suppose, are there any kind of, you touched on it at the start, but are there particular things that you are aiming for in year two, or is it kind of learning a new offense and taking it day by day, game by game?
I mean, I think, you know, year two, we have a similar group of guys coming and playing together. I think it's really getting that relationship and playing together. You know, last year, we didn't have that many games where we had, you know, a consistent group of ones playing together. You know, we had injuries and a lot of things to deal with, but I think if we can build up that relationship on the field where we're almost moving like a machine together as one, I think that, you know, we're going to hit that next level as an offensive line. So.
Zion, I appreciate you have your own coaches in terms of offensive line coaches, but Kellen Moore has come in as the new coordinator. It's a transition period for, I suppose, for everybody who plays within the offense. He comes in with a high reputation, obviously having left the Cowboys. What's your kind of experience and engagement with him so far? Is it really productive for all the guys involved?
I mean, it's been great so far. He's a really sharp dude. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was at the combine and sat down with him and, you know, took an O-line test with him one time. And, you know, he seems like a really sharp dude. And I'm really liking some of the things that we have coming in. And, you know, I think the fans should be excited for next year.
Mentioned earlier, you were, maybe still are, a big golfer, and you did have your former teammates tell you about this little green island. Might we see you playing a course or two in Ireland at some point, Zion?
I think in the future, that's definitely a possibility. I mean, that would be awesome.
Zion, I love the piece in which you put in one of the articles around having moved over to the West Coast and saying the first time I saw the palm trees was when I arrived within my first day with the Chargers. The final question, the experience of moving to that particular part of the States and I suppose transitioning into a new type of lifestyle.
I mean, it's been great. One thing I found myself doing recently that I really didn't do as much when I was back home on the East Coast is I can really enjoy the beach. Like, I remember in the off season when we'd have days off, I'd go rent a bike or rent a scooter, go to Newport Beach and just ride around for a little bit. You know, enjoy the calmness, the environment, and just be able to relax. And that's something I've really come to love about Orange County and California, because some of the locations, the beaches, the attractions, you can't really get some of those on the West Coast. You know, I always love Maryland because that's my home state, but, you know, there's really some unique things you can find in California.
Well, we want to wish you and the Chargers all the very best for the coming season. Obviously, you've got the whole of the training camp to go through, but we wish you continued success, and we want to thank you for taking the time to chat to us on the Irish NFL Show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Anytime.